Listener Production.
Good evening, I'm Lachlan Itter. The United Firefighters Union claims there's an extreme risk Gladstone Airport doesn't have the firefighting capabilities to deal with a major emergency. Rockhampton is also considered high risk. Spokesperson Wes Garrett says members are planning a national four-hour strike on the morning of Monday, April 15, over a shortage of staff and resources.
If there's an incident and aviation firefighters are understaffed or not on duty, as is the case with a number of the airports around the country at the moment, the consequences could be catastrophic.
Air Services Australia, which operates firefighting services, says the risk ratings are based on theoretical scenarios and the union's action is really about demands for a 20% pay rise. Central Queenslanders are being warned not to overestimate their driving ability after the first death of the school holidays. A woman died in a crash on the Bruce Highway at Bajul yesterday evening, following a number of less serious collisions across the region over the Easter weekend. QUT Road Safety Professor Andre Rakatona-Rainey says fatigue is a big one to watch for in our region.
It's very hard to actually judge about your abilities. When the fatigue actually kicks in, it might be too late.
Police claim to have caught more than 400 drivers speeding across Capricornia over the last week. And the Health Minister has admitted vaccine fatigue is a big problem in Queensland right now. Shannon Fentiman's comments come as the state government again offers free influenza vaccinations for anyone older than 6 months ahead of a predicted severe season. She also says just 50% of pregnant women were vaccinated against the flu last year.
I, again, am particularly worried about pregnant women becoming hesitant around whooping cough and now around the flu.
There have been more than 300 confirmed cases recorded in CQ this year.